Welcome to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and today we have a French wine. And I normally don't drink a lot of Burgundy wine. And I usually drink a lot of the Bordeaux, all the Alsatian wines. That's up there with the Pinot Gris, the Gewürztraminer. And a lot of Riesling that's up in that area, but I usually get the combination Merlot Cabernet wine. But the Burgundy area, or Bourgogne, is the Bourgogne region. That's French, so I'm gonna be saying a whole lot of French, Spanish, whatever like that. Bourgogne, so it's from the Bourgogne region. So this was a gift. It was a gift from a good friend of mine. We was exchanging some wine. He wanted to know a little more, and I wanted him to try some because I got to test my own palate and wondering if I was getting a more and more used to my own palate than what other people are drinking. So he's changed wine, and he went and got me a Bourgogne wine. He's Jesus Sotomolina, is mi hermano, and he got me some wine. And he said, hey, look, they highly recommended this, so I wanted you to try it to see if they were telling the truth. And I was like, oh yeah, if it's a good price point, sometimes people point you toward that. And he was like, yeah, it was. Okay, now yank. So I went from there. But this is Maranges. I'm messing it up again, so I'm not even going to try it. Trying to pronounce it again, because I was trying to say, well, how do you pronounce these different, now I knew Le Foussier is Le Foussier, 2016 Le Foussier, Maranges, it's like oranges, that's how they were saying it, but anyway, it's a Pinot Noir, so in that region, really, really good with a lot of Pinot Noir. So you're gonna get a lot of the best ones. And then in La Foussière, that's a region. I'm gonna read this out to you. And it's a large premier cru. You remember that cru is high quality. Vineyard in that very southern end of the Côte d'Or within the Maranges appellation is located in the south-facing vineyards above the village of Dizeze-le-Maranges and is planted mainly to Pinot Noir with a small amount of Chardonnay. So I said this is a good time to open it up because a lot of Pinot Noir, especially the one with a lot of that soil mixture of, and this one says clay, marl, limestone rocks, you can taste that, and that's pretty cool. And within the lamb, so we was eating lamb with this. Within that lamb, it has that off taste other than where you eat beef, and then that's a little of that. So I wanted to get that. So this La Foussière, it's 2016, right? Yeah, 2016, I saw 2017 out. It's recommended from 3 to 4 years. To drink so you can get the best quality. This is on the fourth year, so I wanted to make sure not to lose that as well. So let's pour this out and check out the color, because that's another good thing too. I try to look at the color to see that quality. Is it dark? Has it been sitting too long? But this is that rich purplish red. It's really good. But we want to get a whiff of this and see what actual flavors pop out of this, so let's check it out. So, got the clay, you know, like it's like not dirt, because you know when you get wet dirt, you can smell that, but like flat clay, if you get in areas that have like clay, you smell that. And it was funny that they said that because I couldn't distinguish what that smell was until I read it. So it has that clay, but it has like dark, the blackberries and blueberries, because kind of the blueberry pop out too. So I'm smelling it back and forth. Did they say anything else on there? It says ruby, raspberry, striking nose, aroma of red fruit, black currant, and peppery notes. Haven't tasted yet, so let's get a taste of this. So I love this. Good quality wine. Good quality wine. And I always say good quality wine when I can get multiple factors on it. So I got the actual flavors of the fruit. It's dry, because, you know, it's from France, so you're gonna get dry. The tannins is really good. It's not heavy, but it's just floating. The acidity is still pretty cool, so you get that as well. And the little heat from the alcohol, you get a little of that as well. So if you notice, I said a little of this and a little of this and a little of this and a little of this. That little that make the whole balance of the wine is like pretty damn good. So I really like that. And one of the things I did, I got my Burgundy glass. This is a little bigger than most Burgundy glasses as opposed to any of the Bordeaux glasses. Because the wide end gets that flavor to come up. You know, if we sit it, you'll start smelling that aroma coming off there. But the wide body bottom and shorter than a lot of Bordeaux's, because, you know, Pinot Noir has a lot more fruit than the Cabernet Sauvignon and the Merlot and Colombard and a couple of other ones. I'm not going to keep going. But this Pinot Noir with that fruit, the heavy bottom, it sits there and that flavor jumps up. So I wanted to get one of my kind of on the bigger side Burgundy glasses. And you can smell that without putting your nose totally in there. It's starting to come up. And that flavor and aroma and everything is coming up from that. But a very good balanced wine. Really balanced wine. It went really well with the meal too. So I really love that. That lamb actually complemented. And they complemented each other. I didn't want to like throw the opposite. It was too spicy. And put something sweet or something and kind of laid it down. I didn't really want to lay it down or take away of anything. I wanted it to kind of balance though. So this Pinot Noir from France. Le Fossier and Marange. Maranges or whatever. I'm gonna try it one more time later. But this is a really, really good balanced wine. And the price point was from $42 to $59. So it's kind of rich on your budget. But if you're looking for a quality Pinot Noir, this one is not bad. It's not bad at all. So if I went out or if I was tasting and I taste this, I would say that is worth it. I probably pay $52. I probably wouldn't pay $59. I probably pay $42. I definitely wouldn't pay $52. I'll pay $42 for this because I'm cheap, not because it doesn't deserve it, because I'm just cheap. So if I can get it for a better price, I would. But this one is worth it, and the flavors and the colors is really, really good. So good recommendation, Jesus. Gracias. Muchas gracias. And I'll try to get something else for you. I do owe you that Portugal wine. So I'll think it's Vinho Verde. So green wine, Portuguese. But that Portugal, I want to try to get that to you. I'm Michael, your bougie black brother. See me every Friday on urbanwinelife.com or Urban Wine Life on all podcast downloads. Or if you want to see it, make sure you subscribe first, or you subscribe to Bougie Black Brother Network, and the playlist is Urban Wine Life. So you see all the wines going from there. So all of them that I actually put together, you can go back and see those, and you'll see that Vinho Verde that I was talking about. And there was a couple of them on there. But check me out, subscribe. I'm on Twitter, Urban Wine Life, Facebook, Urban Wine Life, Bougie Black Bro on Twitter, on Instagram and Twitter. It's on both of them. But Instagram, I try to put a lot of things out and news and articles relating to it all. So thank you very much, and we'll see you next time on Urban Wine Life.